It's Tuesday, the 28th of January. It's raining. Very overcast. Just a the odd breeze. Might be a gust of wind. But it's raining. Now, though I'm sheltering below the overhang of the shed, the rain's still getting to me, which tells me that rain, or the wind, is coming off the east. So I may have to go in the shed. Yes, it's definitely off the east. It's blowing harder now, blowing straight into my face. If I turn round and face the shed, but it's not much of an outlook. No, the other way's better. Rain, rain, go away. Just for a wee bit, please. Can't get much done. Well, can't get anything done outside. When the weather's like this. Had roasted cheese for supper last night. Yeah. Remembering the roasted cheese scenario, the correlation between that and a restless night in bed. Well, I actually slept very, very well last night. When my wife said to me last night, how about making the roasted cheese, because it's me that does that, you know, I'm the specialist in roasting cheese, not much else. So, how about roasted cheese for supper? And I almost said, nah, not for me. I thought, oh, I like it, so I'll put up with it. No problem whatsoever. I actually had a very good sleep last night. So, that's another theory debunked. Now, back to the drawing board, or the whiteboard, or wherever. It is a morning for hot tea. Not much else. I had been getting on so well outdoors with our project for 2014. Done so much work outdoors, I can't get anything else done, so I had to do indoor things. And I can't really do much there because circumstances at the moment. But hiding away in a garage, well, not hiding, I've been working really hard in the garage. Whole reorganisation. A lot of work yesterday, a lot of moving, and a lot of sore muscles last night and this morning. It's funny how you get so out of condition. Think you're reasonably fit until you do something different, and then it's aches and pains, muscles you haven't used for a long while. My wife says that my most used and energized muscle the one in my mouth. Miss, I didn't really say that, but I could imagine her saying that. Another brief morning. Suppose this could consider ourselves here really fortunate though that we never ever flood. Unlike some of the poor souls over a country. Life's destroyed. So yeah, shouldn't agree. I'm not really greeting, to be honest with you. It's more of an observation. Albeit a bit of a bummer of an observation. You know that bunch of flowers my wife threw out about, well, 4 weeks ago? And I stuck them in a watering can. They're still there. Most of them have gone, but those carnations. And the green foliage. They're all still, my goodness me, still presentable. The reason I related to that was it's the only thing I can tell you that's bright and colourful in the garden. It's such a drab time of the year, you know, it really is. We've not got the snowdrops up, we've not got bluebells, or there's nothing. Although there's shoots coming up, there's nothing, no colour this time of the year. Not from my garden, anyway. Variegated foliage, that's about it. And dry, straw-like grass. Ornamental grass, though. Wonder how high it'll get this year. It's going to be a cold day if that wind's off the east. My goodness, that North Sea doesn't have chill the air. That's wet.